B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, folks.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I woke up, and there was the first thing I see was the Primo's bag. Now I'll explain, and I have a question for you.
All right.
So I wake up, I come downstairs, and the first thing I see is the Primo's bag on the table.
I thought you meant the nightstand.
No,
nice bag of Primo's.
No, no. So I come downstairs. I go to the kids, like I go make my coffee, and I see the Primo's bag. And I was thinking about this because, so yesterday, we had two games yesterday, right? So two baseball games. So we're at the field all day. Like my father came over. It was great because you get to see Mossy do well. So, you know, we're all there. So by the time we get back to the house, it's 4 o'clock. Now, nobody's eating. Right, like you know, we started. I left the house at whatever it was, 7:30.
Right.
So nobody's eating, and time goes. Well, should I cook? You know, I'm like, by the time you get all the ingredients, you cook. I mean, people are going to be eating their fingers, their hands. You know, they'll be gnawing on their arms. So I go, I just run out to Primo's, and I'll get you know a bunch of hoagies and cheesesteaks. So I go to Primo's Swedesboro.
Nice.
And get the, and get, you know, and it is true. Like, I do the commercials there, how everybody loves smiles when the Primo comes.
No, but they're really good, too.
And it really is true. Like, I bring home, you know, Anthony gets a meatball sandwich, Mossy gets a cheesesteak. My mom all got the, she likes the Italian, Pat likes the Italian hoagies, right? My wife got the Nona, right? I get the old school. It was the whole thing. My father got the Italian. He got Italian. What you sharp, right? Whatever
nice,
it was.
Yeah.
So it was like everybody's happy, right? And the whole thing, and it was great. Like everybody was like thrilled. So it was a great Father's Day, like kind of just like great easy sandwiches, but it was Primo's. So I realized like that's a top 10, like when you got choice. Like, that's in your top 10 choice to go get a Primo, get a hoagie. And what would be your...
Like an easy picking kind of meal?
Like your top 10? No. If you have a top 10 meal, 10, a hoagie is in the top 10.
Yeah.
Like the hoagie cheesesteak. I'm gonna wrap them together.
Yeah. A pizza is obviously in there.
Right.
A burger is obviously in
right.
there.
Right.
If we're going to go.
You had a steak.
Dude,
yesterday.
Oh, my God. I'm still. That's the one area of food that I'm still trying to really perfect on the grill. So I grilled it medium, but it was a little too much charred on the outside for me. But, dude, once I got, like, toward the middle and I got to the bone, I just picked that thing up. And I bit around the bone, man. It was perfect yesterday. The steak would 100% be in the top 10.
Steak without a doubt.
Because you're not just eating the steak, right? Like, we had the garlic mashed potatoes and the asparagus, the grilled asparagus on the side. So, like, that's always a great meal.
Yes.
Because the sides that go to with the steak are always incredible, too. Because you never just eat the steak. You always eat sides with it.
Well, to me, the asparagus...
Oh, dude.
The asparagus is the perfect accompaniment to a protein.
Yes, I agree.
Like, you got... Especially to a steak.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it's simple. You just grill it.
Yep.
A little olive oil.
Yeah, perfect.
Steak, and you do the steak and the asparagus in the same fork.
Yeah, they got a little crisp to it.
Yes.
So, yeah, the asparagus. So, the steak meal would be in the top 10 for sure. And then, like, I don't know, like, you're not a big barbecue man. Like, I like a pulled pork. I like a barbecue chicken. You know, anything with, like, melted cheese on it from the grill is delicious for me.
I'm trying to think other
I love a salmon, dude. I could eat a salmon.
Yeah, like, to me, a pasta dish would be like this pasta period, that's a top 10. Like, in the, of all the top 10s, that's a top 10 for me.
Yeah, see, I could live without it.
Yeah,
you. To be honest with you,
yeah, I mean, I couldn't.
I could live without the pasta.
That's my problem. I couldn't live without
it. I remember there's one of those, like, one's gotta go things, and it was like steak, chicken, fish, or pasta, and I could.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could do without it.
I could do without chicken.
Like, I love pasta dishes. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
That would be gone for, chicken would be gone.
Yeah. See, I like, you know, I eat so many different variations of chicken. Yeah, I mean, that's, could come up with the top 10.
That, and like, it was just funny because the hoagie cheesesteak.
Oh, it's huge.
Like the sandwich, right? Like, when nobody feels like cooking, you go get the hoagie or the cheesesteak. You get the sandwich. What are we doing? Sandwiches? Let's do sandwiches. Yeah.
Now, is like pizza and bowly go in the same combination? Okay.
Pizza, bowly would be the same.
Yeah.
That's the same family. That would be a top 10.
And you could do that for everyone. Even the vegetarians could do a pizza or a bowly, you know?
Well, that's why, like, the pizza, if I'm ranking it, the pizza is number one.
Yes.
The steak is a close second.
I go burger one, pizza two, and it always flip-flops depending on my mood.
Yeah, the good,
like 1A, 1B
the good burger is always, that's why it's a top 10 item.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we can dive into that.
All right.
So, Aunt, I had to bite my tongue about, I don't know, 14 minutes ago when you talked about the NBA and how it's constantly changing, right? How guys are running all over the place. I had a morning thought today regarding that and regarding, like, just old sports because I started watching Winning Time again.
You did?
Yeah, so.
It's great, isn't it?
Like, I need something to watch in the middle of the night when I feed the baby, right? Because that takes about 15 minutes. Then you got to hold him up for 30. And the episodes are about an hour long, so then I finish the rest of the episode before I put him back to bed. And I watched episode 3 last night. Because remember, I watched episode 1, and then he was born. And, like, I never had a chance to get back to it because there's so much going on. So now that feeding him is a lot more easier.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I started watching Winning Time again. And dude, I felt a sense of missing out. Because, like, characters aren't the same. Dynasties, like, obviously I'm watching a dynasty in Golden State right now, but they had Kevin Durant for two of those championships, and then he leaves. He's played on three teams in, like, 5 years now. And it just seems like there's so much turnover, and sports is just so much different. I love sports. But, like, I have scandals. I have the Houston Astros cheating. I have Tom Brady cheating. Back then, you know, I'm watching, like, Jerry Buss. Like, I know it's over-dramatized a little bit, but how much over-dramatized is it? Like, is it really overly dramatized?
So this is a great topic. This is a great topic.
I was thinking about it all morning, man.
So I'll tell you this.
Like, the Mets teams back then.
Like, I'll tell you this. Now, if you're just, there's a couple things at play here. If you just want to be a fan and you don't care about, like, you don't want to know how the sausage is made, right?
Yes.
Like, you don't want to know all the sordid details, right? Like, listen, here's what you need to know. That man is fallible.
Yes.
Right? So when you got all kinds of money and fame, you know, demons are going to come over. Like, you got a separate set of demons. That's because man is fallible.
Yes.
Right? Like, so there's all kinds of sordidness, ugliness. But if you just want, you're a fan. Growing up, when I grew up in the 80s and 90s, right? Like, the cusp of the late 70s, and really the 80s was my childhood, right? It was the greatest time to grow up. You know why? Because Like, we talked about Sports Illustrated. When you read these profiles, like, they were like superheroes.
Right.
Like, I'd read about, I don't know, Dan Marino's quick release and, like, these superhuman efforts by, you know, every athlete. Like, you bring up basketball, right? Like, Magic and Bird and Michael and, like, these legendary performances, right? The running backs, like, yeah. You know, Marcus Allen, Shifton Field, Barry Sanders. Like, they, you know, just because Barry Sanders didn't never win a Super Bowl, was never on a good team, it didn't make him any less a great player.
Right.
It was entirely more enjoyable, now again, than it is now. Now, I don't know if it's partly like, you know, I'm an adult, right? So I'm an adult. You look at it through the prism of an adult, as an adult. But it can't be more fun. Because you know too much now.
Yeah, and then you have guys like Ben Simmons. Oh, wow. This, by the way, happy anniversary. 1 year ago today was the was game seven.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons fails and immediately wants to get traded. He failed and wants to get traded. And think about that. Think about that entire fiasco. You never saw anything like that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I know guys held out, but, like, come on, this is different.
Like, the biggest issue, there were holdouts, there were drug problems. Like,
I
you
mean,
know.
Look at Kyrie.
Like, and, there was a problem. Know. Like, drugs was a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, guys who got, you didn't know about it, but you some guys, you know, I remember Lenny Bias was a big deal.
I remember the.
I don't know if you remember Len Bias.
I know Len Bias, yeah.
You know, that whole story.
The beginning of winning time. It was The Last Dance, is that what Jordan's documentary was called? They were telling about the Bulls before he got there. Like, everybody was just, like, coked out when they were playing. Yeah. They were so bad.
But, like, dude, you know, again, it was fun. Like, sports was, and player and team stayed together.
Well, that's one of the things I've missed out on.
Here's the difference, right? And this is undeniable. And it's not about the level of athlete, because I do think the athlete is better today.
Yeah.
The athlete's better today. The training's different.
Sports science.
Nobody, you know, nobody's sitting on a bed smoking cools. Right. Right? Like, and George McGinnis will go in and catch a smoke. And I told you, I saw baseball players when I was covering baseball in the 90s that were smoking in the clubhouse. Like, they're, you know, like, that doesn't happen anymore. Right? Guys understand their bodies and everything else. But the only thing is, dude, it got polluted. Money, you had money pollutes.
Yeah, Magic Johnson in Winning Time signed a $500,000 contract to start. You know, Magic Johnson.
Right, like, and listen, the disparity between Magic and the common man in 1980 is great.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere near, you know,
32 million.
James Harden.
Like, hey, do you want to opt in or opt out?
Right.
$47.9 million.
Like, I mean, it doesn't even look real to us. So it's different. You know what's funny? It's hard for you because you don't know
right
how it was, and it's hard for me because I always try not to let your adult prism magnify the warts of today. Because it is. I love it. I still love it. But it's a great conversation. I want to say it was more fun in the 80s and 90s.
Like, I almost have.
I think the quality's better today,
mm-hmm.
but I think the fun was more real. I don't know. I'd like to see what you guys think.
I almost have a fear of I missed out on a lot of things. Look,
I never
saw the heyday of boxing, right? Like, I missed.
That's for real.
I missed boxing, and that'll never really come back.
That'll never come back. And it was unbelievable. And I caught the tail end of it.
Right.
You know, it was amazing.
But it was like watching the show is really cool.
It's a great show,
and I'm
dude.
Just like,
I know.
Damn, that's, you know, I'm just, and characters are different.
Way different. Way different. I mean, people are less homogenized.
Brands nowadays, yeah. Right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.